Hall of Famer Paul Warfield knows what it is to win on the highest levels of football. But he started like every player in the NFL, as a child with a dream.
As a youngster growing up in nearby Warren, Ohio, I had an opportunity to come up to the old stadium and be a part of that, seeing the excitement of even then 80,000 people. I was wondering to myself, boy, would I like to be down there one day. Once I was drafted by the Cleveland Browns, I was just overwhelmed that I had a chance to play for this organization that I idolized and many of its players that I thought were legendary. I wanted to be a part of it. You know, I wanted to be a part of the legacy of the greatest organization. I was fortunate to be chosen. I had to then live up to those expectations. Coming to training camp here with the Cleveland Browns, I had some self-doubt with regard to was I good enough to play? And maybe the fear helped certainly motivate me, but I would say that it's normal, it's human to have a little bit of self-doubt. I can't believe anybody is so overwhelmingly confident, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, if you haven't been there before. There are experiences that bring you back to reality. Competing against someone who has the same skills that you have, or maybe even better skills, that's a real experience. In the 64 Cleveland Browns, we had great individuals on that team. We have several Hall of Famers on that team, but it was a team effort. No one individual, as great as he may be, means that he's going to be the entire difference. So selfishness cannot be a part of this winning tradition. Selflessness is what is desired. Play like a Brown is a slogan, and it really means something for certainly this head coach and Mike Pettine and what he wants to instill in his players. Their commitment, their drive, their determination to do everything right. Failure doesn't have to be consistent. Be intelligent enough that you look at the reasons why you were not successful. And there have to be reasons, there must be reasons why one is not successful. We only go one direction as a team, as a unit, as an organization, and we are dedicated that every day of our existence, we do those things unequivocally. We don't change because we know this is the way we do it here in Cleveland, because this is the Cleveland Browns way.